little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So the next topic of conversation is around thrombocytosis or persistently raised platelet numbers. So we've got a patient now who's presenting not with a story, but with a blood test result. And we've tested their platelet numbers on at least two occasions now. And these are kind of platelet numbers that have been persistently high, probably at least a month apart. And we need to really try and figure out what might be going on. So we're going to ask some red flag questions related to that, related to what we're particularly concerned about that could be linked with that thrombocytosis, that raised platelet number. Can I check that you're well in yourself?
Yes, reasonably, doctor. Yeah, I'm fine.
How's your weight been?
Fairly steady.
Have you noticed any change in your bowel habit at all?
No, I can't say that I have.
Or any blood in your stool?
No.
What about a cough?
Nothing out of the ordinary.
Nothing persistent then?
No.
Okay. Any unusual swellings?
I had a cold a while back and I did have a gland up in my neck, but that's gone.
Okay. What about the pattern of your periods? How have they been?
Oh, I don't have any. I've got the implant.
Okay. So what we're talking about, we don't want to, again, alarm our patients unduly that we've now found an abnormality and that they've definitely got cancer. But we do need to bear in mind that 20% of these patients with persistent thrombocytosis, and by persistent we mean beyond a period of 6 months, will at a later date be diagnosed with cancer. So we need to kind of think, what do we need to investigate at this stage? And I guess we're kind of thinking about the sort of things that we would do to look for the most common causes of cancer that are linked with thrombocytosis. So the three to my mind. So thinking of lung cancer and bowel and stomach cancers, and also endometrial cancer. So those are the ones that we probably want to be thinking about investigating for. So I guess you've got a patient, you've got a persistent abnormality on the blood tests, you've got no obvious symptoms pointing in one direction or another, but you probably would still, despite that lack of symptomatology, want to go ahead and do basic investigations, which would include a chest x-ray. If it's available in your area, then probably the FIT test would be the most appropriate test, whereby we examine a small sample of your stool. And if you're talking about a lady, then you perhaps want to do an ultrasound of their endometrium, so an ultrasound of their womb at this stage. Perhaps you could tell us how you might safety net a patient who has had all those investigations, but those investigations have been reassuring at this point.
So the good news is that all of the investigations we've done have been normal. So at the minute, I think we can leave things as they are and monitor for a few symptoms. And I was just going to point out the things I would like you to report if you did notice these. So if you did develop any change in your bowel habit, particularly looser stools going on for sort of 4 to 6 weeks that are persistent, any blood in the stool, then we would like you to report that. Also, if you would let us know if you have a persistent cough, so a cough that does go beyond a few weeks, any unusual lumps or bumps like you mentioned you got with your cold, but one that would persist for more than a couple of weeks. And I know you're not having periods at the minute, but any abnormal vaginal bleeding, say bleeding after sex or bleeding that isn't a period, it would be good to report that, and you know, we would talk about that a bit further. And then the last thing to watch is your weight. So if you think that your weight's changing without any effort, then let us know.
Great, thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.